Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Even though it's illegal under state law, more Wisconsinites are getting abortion care through telemedicine. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
An 1800s Wisconsin law caused a temporary statewide ban on abortion services after Roe v. Wade was overturned in 2022. But Jenny Higgins with the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Collaborative for Reproductive Equity says even after the ban was lifted in 2023, demand for abortion pills in Wisconsin remained high.
Suggesting that even when brick and mortar facilities are offering abortion care in our state, telehealth abortion still is a really important service that many people in our state are taking advantage of through these Shield laws.
There have been about 130 orders for abortion pills per month made through Shield Law providers since July of 2023, according to WeCount data. There have also been reports of stockpiling nationwide since the election. With only 4 abortion clinics statewide, 96% of Wisconsin counties don't have an abortion provider, and about 70% of Wisconsinites of reproductive age live in a county without an abortion clinic. Higgins says while Shield Law clinicians provide critical and affordable care to Wisconsinites who grapple with numerous restrictions to abortion, attempts to criminalize both providers and patients are expected, with Black and brown patients at the highest risk.
We know historically that Black and brown women are the most likely to be criminalized during pregnancy, whether that pregnancy is ending in abortion or birth. And so I think we need to pay great attention to the ways in which some of the pregnant people with the least social power could be putting themselves at risk.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
The Badgers get a new quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers lost their 2 quarterbacks to the transfer portal, Tyler Van Dyke and Braden Locke. They've announced that San Diego State quarterback Danny O'Neill is coming to Madison. O'Neill started in 11 games as a true freshman, completing 63% of his passes for over 2,000 yards and 12 touchdowns. NFL, the Packers with an extra day off after beating the Seahawks in Seattle Sunday night. Head coach Matt LaFleur had these instructions for the players after the game.
Handle your body, handle your business. We got another primetime game at our house, a Monday night game against the New Orleans Saints. All right? Every game is critical, man, and we got to keep stacking these wins.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Thunder tonight in the NBA Cup Finals in Las Vegas.
This cup, you know, I liked it last year as a broadcaster. I love it more as a coach. I think it's good for our league. You don't get to get this experience during a regular season.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Mino and the Mayor.
I'm going to admit something that I normally would not admit. A lot of times I don't wear underwear.
We got to go to a break.
I don't have a cart, and I'm carrying this stuff.
Yeah.
I got my finger in the loop, holding my pants up, because they would literally go down. And twice, people stopped me. Hey, John Mino, as I'm trying to hold my pants up and hold my stuff in my arms.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Covering the games and biggest sports news. Listen daily to Mike Clemens on Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Lots coming up on the show today. Around 10:51, U.S. Representative Mark Pocan from the 2nd Congressional District will be here. I'm sure we're going to talk about many things. I also would like to talk to Mr. Pocan about Donald Trump's plans now to potentially privatize the U.S. postal system. Jeez. I know that Mark Pocan has thoughts.
Yes.
About Postmaster General Louis DeJoy.
Lots of thoughts.
Lots of thoughts.
So, thoughts that bring Republicans and Democrats together.
Interestingly enough.
Yep.
Yeah. So he is joining us at 10:51. Civic Media's own genie of just about everything, Terry Barr, will be here after the 11 o'clock news. Terry, of course, does all kinds of special features and special stories, and she's very involved in Max Inc. Radio, which is a great live music show on Saturdays that you absolutely should check out if you are a music fan. Katie Jensen from Hawes will be here at 11:33. They're having another special adoption event.
I can't look at their website.
Heading up to the holidays, and they're getting another plane load in today.
That's right. They do the planes.
They do the planes. They get they get animals from shelters down south.
Mm-hmm.
And then try and get them homes up here. So Katie Jensen will be here from Hawes at 11:33. And we will wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, the Parenting Tips Edition. You're going to want to stick around for that. I really wish we could start someplace else, but we can't.
Yeah.
And this broke yesterday, I think in the last half hour of our show. Of course, we're talking about the shooting at the Madison Christian School that happened yesterday. Headline from James Causey in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says Madison Christian School was the 83rd school shooting this year. It's time to act. We know that three people are dead, one teacher, a student, and the 15-year-old girl who was the shooter.
Yeah.
There are still, I believe, two hospitalized in critical condition. I'm sure more details will continue to come out, including where this girl got this gun. It was a handgun that they retrieved from the scene.
Yeah.
But I got so angry yesterday after we got off the air and details were starting to trickle out a little bit. And on social media, it was everything from we need to act. We need something to get done. This keeps happening over and over and over and over again. And then on the other side is it's too soon to make this political. No, it's not. It's not too soon. It is political.
It is not too soon. And I'm frankly tired of that being used as the number, whether it's thoughts and prayers or it's too soon and don't politicize. No, sorry. If this was, no, you know what? I don't even care if it's the first or second time. This is the 83rd time, they said.
This is the 83rd Sorry, I gotta find the headline again. The 83rd school shooting this year.
Yes.
This year.
This is political. This is personal. This is everything. This was done at a Abundant Life Christian school.
Correct.
And, you know, being taught certain values, as we all want to be taught certain values, don't come at me and say it's too soon. Don't come at me and say don't politicize this. This is political.
It is political.
And it's offensive that politicians get away with sloughing it off with thoughts and prayers. Or as Ron Johnson said in a tweet yesterday, I'll be monitoring the situation. What's there to monitor, Ron?
Well, I'm sorry, but we've already heard Republicans say, well, this is just the price we pay for freedom. This is the price we pay for living in a free society. Really? This is worth it?
No, this is not the price we pay. Good schools, good roads, a military that can actually do its job, that's the price we pay. That's what our taxes pay for. This is not the price we pay for. This is not an add-on. This is not that's disgusting. That's disgusting to say that's the price we pay to live in this country.
Oh yeah. And I've also seen other politicians say, "Well, you know, it is what it is." Didn't Donald Trump say that? Donald Trump said we just have to get over it.
Yeah.
We just have to get over it.
Cool. It's really good to know that, you know, I mean, to me, there's no difference between a dead child and a dead adult. It's a human who's gone. But let's exploit it in the moment for what they love to talk about all the time. You are just saying, dead kids, who cares? That's exactly what you're saying to me when you say, thoughts and prayers, I'll monitor the situation. It's too soon. We can't politicize it. You're saying, dead kids, I got other things to do. It's too much.
It's not that important.
Nothing would get done anyways, so let's not even bother trying.
Yeah, that's not the answer. Andrew from Maine texting and listening on WAUK, too soon, try too late.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Columbine was how many years ago?
20 plus. And Sandy Hook was 12 years ago.
On Saturday, this past Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, we have dozens upon dozens, obviously hundreds of dead children because of firearms, especially specifically in schools. Yeah. Don't talk to me about too soon. And don't tell me. That is disgusting. It's the price. What about other countries?
Where
it doesn't happen. Or like look at a country like Australia where it did happen and the country got together. The leaders said no more. They thought that's too high a price to pay. And they did something about it.
And we could too.
We absolutely could.
And the vast majority of Americans agree on some pretty simple things like universal background checks and red flag laws.
Yep.
Tony on the live stream says, how can you tell a parent who lost their child? Well, that's what it costs to live in America. That's heartless. It is heartless. Absolutely.
Well, Tony, they found a workaround on that one. They just say that that didn't exist. They were a crisis actor. It was all fake. We live in a country where we're allowed to say that out loud.
Yeah, and I don't even want it. Would rather. Alex Jones, of course, was all over this yesterday.
Of course he was.
Even though how he's still broadcasting is baffles me.
Freedom of speech, baby.
Yeah, but it's crisis actors and false flags. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. If you would like to join the conversation, we are going to play a couple of clips from a discussion that Jon Stewart had. This is several years ago.
This was about a year and a half ago.
About a year and a half ago. Yeah. With a Republican representative from Oklahoma.
Yes, State Senator
Dahm. Calvin, let's play that first clip, please, with Jon Stewart talking to this representative from Oklahoma.
I'm a proponent of the Second Amendment. Uh-huh. I believe the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Uh-huh. That's the one right that's listed in the Constitution that uses that very specific affirmative language, shall not be infringed.
Well, it's also the one right that uses the phrase well-regulated.
Correct, when it's talking about the militia and the state.
By the way, just for clarity's sake, I'm not against the Second Amendment. I don't want to ban guns. But you're saying more guns makes us more safe.
Yes.
So when we got 400 million guns in the country, we had an increase and gun deaths went up. So when exactly does this curve hit that takes it down? Would a billion guns do it?
Let's just run those numbers. 400 million, 50,000.
Uh-huh.
You're talking about a less than a fraction of not even a percent, of a hundredth of a percent.
But it goes up, not down. So your argument is backwards.
A fraction of a hundredth of a percent. In mathematics terms, he's not wrong. It's a very small fraction of 400 million. But that fraction is human beings.
Those are people. Those 50,000.
This guy who I'm betting dollars to donuts, by the way, his name is Nathan Dahm, D-A-H-M. You can find that interview anywhere you find Jon Stewart. I'll bet you dollars to donuts, that guy is 100% pro-life with no exceptions. I'll bet you.
Oh, I bet you're right.
But in this situation, 50,000, this infinitesimal number, this tiny fraction.
That's acceptable.
That's acceptable. Dead children, dead people, that's fine. It's the price you pay, Jane.
855-752-4842 if you'd like to join the conversation. Karina from Milwaukee is on the line. Good morning, Karina.
Good morning. Two things. First, I've heard, as you guys all did, from the Republicans, and here you go, liberal medicine. You got it now. Well, that's a political, right? Back to your conversation. It's political. And another one, I read the, and I was looking forward to an article to send you a link, guys. Hopefully I'll find. There is a link, a psychological paper saying that there is a link between playing games, shooting games, like the
video duty, games,
right? Yes, video games, and the kids going into schools. I mean, all the kids who went to shooting had a long-term dependency on Call of Duty and very similar couple games, most popular games. I don't remember the names.
But I'm going to stop you there, Karina, though. But they have violent video games all over the world.
Yeah.
And this is still the only country where this happens with such regularity. I mean, we have a Cassandra on the live stream says, how can it be soon to talk about this when it happens all the time? Again, there have been 83 school shootings this year.
No, I'm not saying that it's an excuse, but I'm saying that the guns is a period. I'm agreed with the no guns 100%. But I'm saying is that when the kids are parenting, this is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about parenting. You can't allow your child to sit hours after hours because something changed in their young brain. When they have that perspective, them behind the gun, shooting other people, they start losing reality.
I understand what you're saying, Karina, yeah. And I certainly think that's why I've always objected to using the term shooter, because it makes it sound like a video game. I've always said the word gunman.
Well, I mean,
because this entered the lexicon about 15 years ago. They all became shooters instead of gunmen. And I think that was by design so that we don't mention the word gun.
Well, I have thoughts on all these topics.
All right,
topics.
We're going to continue these thoughts, and we would love to hear from you if you would like to join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We're airing a game right now, but stay here on the stream for more Civic Media news, talk, and more.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Robot vacuums still frighten me, but you could win one as part of the Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest. Jane Matinair is here. Where are you on robot vacuums?
Probably no. Yeah. My husband and I bought a Shark. If I could love a little appliance, I love my Shark vacuum.
When something actually sucks the way that you want it to, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Well, look at the time here.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no healthcare policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Download the free Civic Media app today at civicmedia.us.